On Sunday, after the recitation of the Angelus Prayer, Pope Benedict XVI turned his attention to the just-started Year of Faith, inviting believers to have the courage to ask the Lord, what more can we do, especially for the poor, the lonely, the sick and the suffering, so as to be witnesses and heirs to the eternal life God promises. That appeal echoes a quote by Pope Benedict on the homepage of the Hope and Joy Network, created in South Africa to celebrate the Church and deepen our understanding of what the Church is celebrating in this 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council. Speaking to Raymond Perrier, director of the Jesuit Institute in South Africa, as well as being the man behind the Hope and Joy Initiative, I discovered that while Hope and Joy was created to prepare the ground for the Vatican II anniversary, it lives on in the Year of Faith, as it picks up where the former came to a close.
Exactly, yes, using the same network of organisations and some of the similar techniques. And what's also happening is that a number of the, particularly the larger dioceses here, have taken the Year of Faith as an opportunity to put in place some more specific, locally targeted renewal programs. So, for example, Johannesburg, which is the largest archdiocese in the country, has just started, literally this weekend, the Renew program from Renew International, which people around the world will have encountered. And they've timed that particularly to start to coincide with the Year of Faith. There was a wonderfully grand mass, 5,000 people in an indoor arena on Sunday evening, presided over by Archbishop Buti, who is our Archbishop here in Johannesburg. And so that was presented very much as the Johannesburg response to the Year of Faith is the first year of the Renew program. So that's connecting the local church with the global church.
Is the logo going to stay the same?
The logo will continue to exist as a way of linking things together. The logo of the two hands and the dove has been, and in fact that appeared, for example, at the Renew Mass on Sunday. So that's a way of triggering people, and when they see that, they think, oh yes, I enjoyed that other thing that came from this organization or this group of people. And look, even if I don't know who they are, I recognize that Hope and Joy logo. So if I enjoyed that thing, then maybe I'll enjoy this thing. So it's a way of, we hope, inviting people, introducing them to new areas. So, for example, we're conscious that not that many people in this country will go into a Catholic bookshop and buy a book and sit down and read it. People find books a little inaccessible. But if perhaps they've been reading things in the Southern Cross, in the newspaper, and they've seen the Hope and Joy logo, and then when they go into the bookshop, they see the same logo over a shelf of books, and think, okay, well, these are obviously the books which are linked to those articles I've been reading. Maybe I do have the courage to buy this book and take it home and read it.
Do you think the Year of Faith is a good idea?
Gosh, that's an interesting question. The challenge with all of these kind of initiatives, and as has been the challenge for us with Hope and Joy at the local level, and obviously is the challenge for the Year of Faith globally, is not how do you harness the energy for it, but how do you harness the energy after it? So one of the big dangers, I think we saw this, a lot of people have said this in relation to the Year of the Priest. So it was, I can see why the Year of the Priest was conceived, and obviously it was at a time where there were all kinds of issues around priesthood and certainly a high level of demoralization among many clergy, and perhaps a loss of understanding of the role of the priest in the church. Great when those happened, then afterwards, so that was the Year of the Priest, so we cared about our priest last year, but this year we won't bother. So, for example, during the Year of the Priest, I know a number of dioceses had a process in place where each week they would choose a certain priest from the diocese and they would feature him and they would remember him and they would ask all the parishes and the diocese to pray for him, and so, which is lovely, a way of recognising the links of priests across the diocese. And you do that for a year and that's great. And then afterwards, if you stop that, you think, okay, so does that mean we no longer pray for our priests? So that's the awkwardness about these years. At the same time, I think we constantly need, you know, as with driving a car, you can't just put your foot on the accelerator and then leave it. You have to keep pumping the gas. And so these special years are a good way of pumping the gas. One thing I particularly like about the Year of Faith, which I hadn't realized till I was investigating this, is that the previous Year of Faith was 1967, which Pope Paul VI invoked as a way of tying together the outcome of the council. So I think there was a neatness about linking from the Year of Faith that happened at the time of the council to a Year of Faith now at the anniversary.